Welcome to The Process with Sade Marie. And today we are going to dive into Galatians 6, 9 through 12. So you all know I like to always start off in prayer. So let's start off with prayer and then we'll just dive right in. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne of grace, to do what it is that you have called me to do. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would bring forth this message, Father God, with your precision, your accuracy, your love, your heart, your mind. I ask that the Holy Spirit speak through me and allow me to convey exactly what it is that you need conveyed, and that it gets to the right people, the listeners, Father God, that you need it to reach. I seal this prayer in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. So, Galatians 9 through 12. The scripture says, "Let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us work for the good of all, especially for those who belong to the household of faith." Look at what large letters I use as I write to you in my own handwriting. Those who want to make a good impression in the flesh are the ones who would compel you to be circumcised, but only to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. So, the main part of this scripture I want to tackle is where we talk about, "Do not be weary in well doing, for we shall reap if we faint not." How many times have we set out to do something and our heart was in the right place? We given it all that we got. We were wanting, hoping, praying for a certain outcome, but it seems like it's just taking forever to come, right? Then you might look at someone else, and not that you want to compare or you try to compare, but you may see that they are not putting in the same effort as you, but it seems like they may be getting ahead a little quicker. Or it seems like their heart is not in the same place as yours, but yet they seem to be prospering. A lot of times people stop wanting to do stuff because they feel like it's not going to yield a reward. I think that we're all a human where we want to be compensated for our work. But when it comes to God, we have to make sure that the deeds that we do are not transactional. We have to make sure that we're doing them all for the right reasons. Will God reward you? Absolutely. How he says, "For in the proper time, in the right time, you shall reap if you faint not." So a lot of times when we do certain things, God is calling us to do it, but it's not just for ourselves. It's for the sake of other people. It's for the help of other people. I don't know how many times I've done stuff or helped people and I felt like I wasn't getting anything in return. And it wasn't that I was looking for something in return or expecting something in return. It was literally thinking like, hey, you know, if I put forth my best effort or try to do what I know is just right, maybe people would treat me with that same courtesy. And then when you get out here in the real world, you see that it doesn't matter sometimes if you're nice to people, how kind you are to people, they can meet you with the complete opposite. And a lot of times it makes people become bitter. It makes people become uncertain, unsure of themselves. It makes people become resentful. It makes people become angry. It causes trauma, all sorts of things. So God is really saying, like, I see you. Jehovah Elroy, the Lord who sees, he said, I see what you're doing. Just know that you should not be worrying your well-doing. You're doing well. You're doing the things that you're supposed to do. You're doing the things that are aligned with God. You're doing the things that I have called you to do. So if you stay the course, you will reap. It doesn't say you may be able to reap. It doesn't say it's a possibility that you'll reap. It say you will reap if you faint not. It says that you will reap at the proper time if you don't give up. How many times people give up and that breakthrough is right around the corner? Imagine giving up today and your breakthrough was tomorrow. So if you have that mindset, you won't give up. If it's 11 years and it was 11 years in one day and that's when the breakthrough come, you would have wasted all of the 11 years that you went through because you gave up. Even if it was 10 days and the breakthrough was coming on the 11th day, or even if it was 15 days and the breakthrough was coming on the 16th day, or even if it was 18 days and the breakthrough was coming on the 19th day or the 29th day, each day that you push forward is a closer day to the breakthrough, which is a closer day to the promise of what God has said and spoken in to his word. Another strategic way that you can encourage yourself is repeating the word of God back to yourself. Faith comes by hearing the word. So when you feel weary, you feel anxious, you feel tired, you take those things to God, but you be honest with God. You let God know, hey, this is what's going on with me, God. I know that your word says be anxious for nothing, but I feel anxious. God, help me. I know that your word says that I shouldn't be impatient about certain things. God, help me. I know your word says be angry, but sin not. But God, I feel angry. Help me. So there are so many different things that you have to so many things that you have to be first honest with yourself about in that season of being weary, taking it to God, laying it at his feet so that he can deal with it, letting him know, God, I know your word says do not be weary, but I feel weary. It feels like it's not going to happen. It's been days, it's been weeks, it's been months, it's been years, and it doesn't feel like it's coming through. But God, your word is true. And you cannot lie, you cannot fail, and your word does not return into you void. It goes out to accomplish exactly what it is that you said it will accomplish. So in those seasons where you're waiting for something, you're waiting for a job, you're waiting for some things with your finances, you're waiting for things to take off with your ministry, you're waiting for your marriage, you're waiting for your friendships, you're waiting for things with your children, you're waiting for a dream to come true, you're waiting for a business deal, you're waiting for a contract, you're waiting for things to get to a next level, you're just waiting for stuff, you've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and it feels like it's never going to happen. And then God says, for at the proper time. So if it didn't happen today, that means that the Lord said that it wasn't the proper time. And sometimes we want to confine God by time. We are stuck in time. God is not stuck in time. God sits outside of time. God even said, one day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is like one day. So while we are stuck in time, God is not. And God is not shocked by time. It's not anything that shocks God because he's all knowing. He sees all things. He knows all things. So in those seasons when you become weary, you also need to ask God, what is it that I should be doing at this time so that it will lift this weariness that I feel that you said I should not feel? Because that's your word. Give God back his word. Do you know that people that are into like occultic practices and spells and curses and witchcraft and magic and all of those things like that, a lot of them use scripture to cast spells? It's because everybody believed the word of God except for a Christian, or should I say a follower of Christ. They know the power of God's word, so they use it to do negative things versus people that serve Christ that he has given the word for actually use it, if that makes sense. So I'm saying that there are people that don't follow Christ, but they know that his word is true. So they will use his word so that they can get things done because the word of God is true. And then there are people that believe in God and follow Christ that don't believe in God's word and don't get anything done because they don't exercise the word of God and don't give him back his word because they don't believe that is true. So we got people that believe in God that don't get results and people that don't believe in God but take God's word to get results. Does that make sense? That's why a lot of Christians and people that follow Christ get caught up into a lot of mixture of stuff because they feel like they're not getting the results that they want and they get weary and then they go off to other things and they go dabble into these things instead of standing on the word of God. And if something is being delayed or denied from you, there are some things that you have to ask God about. When I'm going through different things or I have something that's like opposition, if the Lord spoke to me and said something to me and it's not coming to pass, I go back to the Lord so that I can see what is holding this up or what is going on here. Sometimes the Lord will say it's obedience. Sometimes the Lord will say it's something that's around. Sometimes the Lord will say it's sin. Sometimes the Lord will say that it's not the proper timing. Sometimes the Lord will say it's a lack of faith. The Lord will give you what is holding you up because the devil is an accuser. The devil is always going before God to accuse. Oh, this person ain't living right. This person ain't doing this. This person say that they that, but they not actually living like this. This person has this. I have a legal right to this line because of this. So he's always looking. He's an accuser of the brethren. He's always looking to accuse, to try to stop you from walking into what it is that God has for you. So sometimes you have to get strategic. God, what is the hold up? This is what you said. This is what I heard you say, but this has not come. What is the reason? And God will tell you. There was one time I felt like I was opposed and I'm like, God, I feel like I'm under attack. Is this you? What is this? And the Lord was like, it is absolutely not. And I knew how to proceed. And then there are times that the Lord is like, no, this is me. I want you to do X, Y, Z. And I see that he's testing me in an area that he needs to strengthen me in. And a lot of people don't like to be tested. Let me tell you something about being tested, especially when it comes to the Lord. The Lord will allow enemies to come after you to teach you how to fight. And it's to strengthen you. It's to strengthen your spiritual muscle. The Lord will allow certain things to happen because the enemy is going to try to show up later in your life to get you on those areas. Some, you ever see people that had struggled with certain stuff, but then when they get more money, the problem becomes bigger? Take a person that deal with, like, let's just say a drug addiction or whatever, and they struggle with it. You know, it's something that they dabble in every now and then, but they feel like they got it under wraps. And then let's just say they come into a big lump sum of money. Next thing you know, they spend all of the money and they end up having an overdose and die. When the hand of the Lord is on you, he will try to prune those things. Although we have free will, he will do his very best for you to see that this area needs to be taken care of before you get to this area, because it could possibly cause you your life, your reputation, your sanity, or whatever the case is. So correction is protection. Correction is love. So there are some times when the Lord is telling you certain things, and it's because he wants to refine you so that you don't have to deal with those things later. The enemy is famous for coming one day and then leaving and coming back to tempt you. He's not a tester. The devil don't try to test nobody. He don't care. Like, he don't love you enough to test you. The Lord will test you to make sure it is good. The devil comes to tempt you for you to fall and fail. Kill, steal, and destroy. And it's crazy because a lot of people are like, I just don't believe that. I just don't know if I just believe that it's a such thing as Satan and things like that too. I'll say this. Even in the physical world, you have people that do evil and malicious things. If you don't believe that something is driving them to do the evil and malicious things that are done in the earth, then I don't know how you cannot believe in negativity or evil or anything like that. Those things that don't exist. They must. Misery loves company. There are some people that turned a certain way because of things that happened to them, and they had a choice. There are some people that have fallen because they decided to go a different way because they have free will. So sometimes people can be good and then they can turn bad. Sometimes people can do right and then they go an opposite way. And those are the things that you also need to take into consideration with self. Go, am I getting off track? Am I going a different way from you? Am I trying to get over on you? Am I trying to manipulate you? Am I trying to do something differently to make you do something outside of the timing that you have for me? Is there anything wrong with petitioning, asking God, requesting God? Absolutely not. Hezekiah's life was about to end and he turned his face to the wall and prayed and the Lord extended his life 15 more years. So that is an example of timing that God can shift timing if he decides to. There was also another prophet. It was a young prophet and an old prophet. And the young prophet was like revered or honored the older prophet. And the older prophet, we don't know for sure if it was that, but it seemed like it could have been some jealousy there. But long story short, the Lord told the young prophet to go do something and deliver a message. And he wasn't supposed to eat or do anything. He was to come right back. That was the word of the Lord to him. He ran into an older prophet, and the older prophet told him that it was okay for him to eat with him and it was fine. And he had talked to the Lord too. So the younger prophet did what the older prophet said, and rest assured, he lost his life. I was so pissed off when I saw that scripture. God forgive me, I ain't mad at you, but the truth is the truth. I was like, that's so messed up. But that comes in when we don't listen, or when we are not obedient, or when we aren't standing on what God has said, or when we don't have faith. Those are the things that the enemy will try to come in and get us caught up. So this prophet that just did something that the Lord told him to do lost his life in an instant for something that seemed so petty just because he listened to somebody else. Someone would think like, wow, how could that be? But the Lord had gave him his instructions and he honored the other person. And it's nothing wrong with honor, but you have to ask God about the people that you're with. It never said the older prophet was not a prophet. It didn't say he was a fake prophet. It didn't say he was a false prophet. It didn't say he was a dumb prophet. It didn't say none of that. It just basically said he was an older prophet. And whatever that you could take from that, you take from that. But the thing about it was, what he said was not true. That is why we always have to try the spirit by the spirit. We always should be testing it. We should test it. God wants us to test it. So if a word comes forth and it doesn't align with what you think God is saying, test it. Ask God. Ask God about it. If it's something that you're not sure about, or it talk to God, ask the question. Don't be weary and well-doing and decide to do something differently and then it cost you in the end. Trust me, there have been times where I have done the opposite of what the Lord has said. Not out of straight rebellion, but I might be like, all right, maybe I just do it this way or trying to be slick. And the Lord be like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Seriously. And sometimes I'd be like, all right, he'll give me a little slap on the wrist, like, don't do that no more, whatever. And I'd be like, all right, I get it. I should have did that. And it's love though. And sometimes when it happens, it's like, God, thank you. Because when you can look at hindsight and see the things that God has saved you from, the snares that the enemy has set for you, that God has protected you from, the things that people was plotting or saying behind your back that God protected you from, you start to understand the different ways of God, although we don't understand all the ways of God. You just start to understand like, okay, I get it. I don't know everything, but I get it. I know that you are a good God and you have my best interest at heart. So when you tell me not to be weary and well-doing, for I will reap if I don't give up, if I don't faint, I have to believe what it is that you're saying. And we all got to carry our cross. There are some people that deal with different things that the Lord wants to break. When the Lord wants to deliver something from a bloodline, a lineage, a person, and things like that, he usually just needs one person that's willing. Abraham and his family had idols and everything like that, but he wanted to deliver him. He took him outside of his land and sent him somewhere else and said that nations was going to come out of him. Joseph the dreamer, he was betrayed by his own brothers, and God made him the second highest in the man next to Pharaoh, and he ended up being a blessing. So usually when the Lord is trying to do something or he wants to free somebody, sometimes someone has to bear the cross or take the burden on for the family because they're the deliverer, because other people not going to do it. And God wants to deliver, and he knows everything, the beginning before the end and the end before the beginning. And there are other people that's coming through that bloodline or coming through that lineage that the Lord doesn't want to live a certain type of way. So he will send someone and say, who is willing? I want to visit this bloodline. I want to see what's going on with these people. I want to see what's going on with those people. I want to deliver these people. They've been in bondage for a very long time, and freedom has come. The prayers of the family that went up have been heard. So now I'm sending a deliverer for that family. And who is willing? And when you are the person that is the deliverer for your family, your bloodline, your lineage, your children, you have to do it so that they won't have to do it. Because what we don't complete, our children got to do. So that's why it's so important to try your best to keep the faith, at least of a mustard seed. And trust God and do not be weary in well doing, because you will reap in the proper time. God knows the proper time. You may think it's the proper time, but if it's not that time, then it's not the proper time, because God knows the proper time. And we have to rest understanding that it will come to pass just in the timing that God says. So I hope that this has helped you. And I hope that when you are feeling weary, you go to God, you be honest with God, and you give him back his word, you listen to what he is saying, and you stand on faith, at least the faith of a mustard seed. I hope this helps, and may your heart be healed. God bless.